It is Gio and Jones across the country on CBS Sports Radio. Time to answer our Ask the Pros question of the day, brought to you by O'Reilly Auto Parts. Today, it's not so much Ask the Pros, or rather compliment the show. We don't normally
this. Yeah.
We don't normally do this, but this was very nice.
Come on.
This was from Adele Gruber, and she wrote in. You want to say hello to Adele?
Hey, Adele. What's up, Adele?
And she wrote in, just wanted to say, I'm a 77-year-old woman, a devoted 49ers fan since the 80s. Your show is the best I've ever heard since my years in San Francisco. Love your humor and straightforward sports news.
Wow.
Very nice.
Thank you, Adele.
Yeah,
77.
And listening to us.
Wow.
Pretty good.
Huh? I have this knack with older women.
Do you?
When I did radio down in Austin, Miss Francis, elderly lady, loved the show, and she would bring me birthday cards on my birthday. She was just a loyal listener. Yeah. Something about the 70s, man.
Same with me. There was a woman, Lily in North Versailles, and she sent me a naked picture of herself. I'm not kidding.
No. Teardrops and all.
It was from when she was younger.
Oh, okay.
It was a black and white photo.
Oh.
But she still did send
me. But it was naked?
Naked picture, yes.
Damn.
And she claimed it was from like 2008. And it was black and white. And she was like wearing a shawl. And it was just hilarious. Oh, Lily.
Okay, Lily.
Lily, if you're still alive, love you.
Wow. Thank you, Adele. That is so sweet. And what are you doing up so early, Adele?
If you need auto parts but can't get to the store just yet, head to O'ReillyAuto.com. No shipping costs, easy returns, and convenient pickup on your schedule. Shop your way for the parts you need. O'ReillyAuto.com. O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. Last week, Brian and I both went 4-2.
Yeah!
On the season, I'm 16-8.
You suck.
Brian over 500 for the first time this year at 12-11-1. Let's get it started. Once again, my music, because I just keep winning.
Oh, dang, I hate you.
So let's hear it, Pete. This one I gave away earlier. We talked about it. If you missed it, listen to the podcast. No, I'll give you a couple more tidbits on this. TCU, -13.5. West Virginia, traveling there. And to me, it's all about great defense, great run defense. When I talked about how much I like Georgia the week before, it all starts with me in college football with these few defenses that are out there that set themselves apart. And TCU has turned into one of those in a conference that nobody wants to talk about defense. If this was 14 or 14.5, I'd stay away from it completely. That hook hooked me in at 13.5. TCU wins by 2 touchdowns or more. Oregon, Washington State.
Mm-hmm.
I've been vacillating on this, so maybe I shouldn't pick it.
Big word.
But I'm going to go with Oregon. Why? Because they're home, and I still think their offense is going to be doing amazing things in this game. And I think when you have Oregon +2.5 at home, as great as Washington State's been, they haven't been on the road yet. So you get comfortable, you're putting up points, you're doing what you're doing. Mike Leach is great. They haven't been on the road. Now they're going to Oregon, and he can tell me how every other building in the world is louder. Well, it's going to be crazy there, and even though they got injuries at quarterback, injury at running back, and this team's putting up, what, almost 50 points a game, Oregon? 49.6 points a game? Anybody will be able to run that Willie Taggart offense with the guys that he has there. They're putting up another 50 in this one. Give me Oregon +2.5. And this one is just based on the fact that we got our boss back there, Eric Spitz, who's got a son who goes to Maryland.
Oh!
You got Boomer Esiason, who's got the Maryland
ties. You got the gig, dog!
And then you have also Ohio State, who just beat up on Rutgers. They're hosting Maryland. It's 31
Come
points.
Come on, really?
31, that's an insult.
I agree.
Maryland +31 traveling to Ohio State.
I like you too, Boss and Boomer.
Give me the Terps.
All right, Notre Dame at UNC. UNC has been woeful on defense for the last, seem like, decade. And they're still woeful on defense. Giving up 33 points a game. Allowing 221 yards on the ground. Notre Dame comes into this ball game averaging over 300 yards on the ground. Now, you look at that Georgia game, only 55 yards on the ground. But every other game, it's been well over 200. That great defense they employ there at Boston College, they ran it around them, and they'll do the same thing to UNC. Notre Dame -14. Michigan State at Michigan. Little brother going to Ann Arbor, baby. I'm taking Michigan State. plus 10.5. Give me the points all day long. Michigan State have a very young offensive line, but these guys can knock you off the ball. Brian Allen, only senior up front. They have two sophomores. They have a redshirt freshman and a true freshman. Watch this kid, Kevin Jarvis. He's going to be a star. And Michigan, they don't really have a lot of playmakers on the offensive side of the ball. John O'Korn is going to be starting in place of Wilton Spate, although he's been better in the red zone. We'll see how he fares against Michigan State. Little brother, I love it. Miami at Florida State. Florida State, 17 tackles for loss they allowed last week versus Wake Forest. 17. Miami comes in -3. I'm taking the Hurricanes. They've lost 7 straight to their rivals, Florida State. But this defense of Miami, specifically that front 7, they don't have to draw up exotic blitzes to get out to the quarterback. It's that front 4. And watch this kid, Jackson, number 99. Maybe the second coming of a Calais Campbell. I like the Hurricanes.
All right, on to the NFL. Seattle traveling to L.A. to take on the Rams. And Seattle is a dog in this game, +1. And I'm taking the Seahawks because I just don't believe that the Rams are ready to win a game like this, even though they're at home. And I know that Seattle's had their struggles, and offensively, they've looked terrible at times, and defensively, especially in that Titans game, they didn't look great. But, you know, the Packers game, they gave up 17 points. Against the 49ers, they gave up 9 points. And against the Colts, it's 18 points. Now, those are bad teams outside of Green Bay, but I just don't see the Rams doing the same thing offensively, putting up 30 points on the Seattle defense. It's a big deal, man, for Jared Goff to be facing this Seattle defense, and I think that they're going to come out on top, and they'll build off of all the points they scored against Indianapolis the week prior. Seattle +1 at L.A. This Steelers team can go one of two ways. They either completely fall apart, or they rally around everything that's been going on and make this a special year for them because the Patriots are not the same and they can never get past that Patriot hump. And I think it's going to be that this team rallies around one another because you had the whole messed anthem thing with Villanueva that just made them look ridiculous. Then you had Antonio Brown flipping out the next week when they beat the Ravens. So are they going to implode and then this is it and they'll look back and kick themselves? I don't think so. I got faith in Antonio, Ben, Mike Tomlin. They've got the Jaguars coming in. Le'Veon Bell was a beast last week. He builds off of that. Give me the Steelers -8 at home as they blow out the Jaguars on Sunday. And the last game, Cincinnati against Buffalo. This is going to be a letdown spot for Buffalo. You went into Atlanta. You won that game. Cincinnati, what I saw from them, albeit against the Browns a week before, they figured it out a little bit on offense. Andy Dalton had time. He was throwing the ball over the place. I think the defense now with perfect back is better. The Cincinnati team starts to get a little momentum, and they build off of last week, and they take care of the Buffalo Bills easily. Cincinnati -3 at home to Buffalo.
Man, I need to win because I need some hip-hop in my life. Let's go out to California, Oakland. -2.5 going up against the woeful Baltimore Ravens. The Ravens just been waxed the last 2 weekends. London, then they're at home versus Pittsburgh last week. Never mind that tantrum by Antonio Brown. Joe Flacco, 10 straight games where he's thrown at least one interception and had 2 last week. He'll throw some in this one. I'm taking the Raiders -2.5. They need this win. You want them to win, don't you, Oakland? I know you do. Tennessee at Miami, 2 teams that are not playing great football right now. Matt Castle steps in for Marcus Mariota. Tennessee wants to be able to run the ball. Miami's rush defense is pretty damn good. So I'm going to take Miami +1 at home. They need to win this ball game. Come on, give South Florida something to cheer about. And last, the Los Angeles Chargers. I'm about to call them San Diego. Maybe they do want to go back to San Diego. Los Angeles Chargers up here in the Northeast taking on the Giants. 2 winless football teams. The Chargers, they can't stop the run. The Eagles ran all through them. Everyone has run all over this defense. And you look at the Giants, ran the ball a little bit better. I think Wayne Gallman is going to be the guy. Really got some nice touches last week. Only 42 yards. Did get his first NFL touchdown. I think he's going to be the guy. And the secondary is actually playing well. So look out, Phillip Rivers. So lean on that running game and that secondary for the Giants. I'm taking the Giants at home -3.
And tomorrow you are on television at what time?
I will be on at 2:30 Eastern, Greg.
Okay, 2:30 Eastern,
yes.
Time.
Florida LSU.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, we love our college football.
Yeah, we do. Yeah.
Yeah, well, good timing for LSU, huh?
Yeah, yeah. They probably want to be on TV right about now.
Yeah.
Let's hope we have a better show than we've had the last 3 weeks. I mean, a better showing by the team. Our show has been great.
I was going to say,
it's been wonderful. But right. Vanderbilt, no points.
Yeah.
Last week, who was it? No points. Oh, yeah, Tennessee.
Yeah, Georgia, yeah. Tennessee.
Ah, yeah, come on. I bet we have a barn burner tomorrow. What you bet?
Well,
I think it's going to be close.
It's got to go the other way at some point.
You know, it's 50-50. Somebody got to win, somebody got to lose. Hop it up.
Hop it up, hop it up, hop it
up. Hop it up.
You hear that, Hoon?
Hop it up, Hoon.
Thanks to Tony Maserati, Coop and Calhoun.
Coop and Calhoun.
Mikey B., Petey B., Bogish,
and
Jack Malone.
The Henrys.
The Henrys and McClutherness. Have a great weekend, everybody. Watch Brian on television. Gio and Jones, CBS Sports Radio.